totally opposite to the principles that is enthroned in the Constitution. This is the focus of this principle, is that when this takes place, the Constitution is going to be overturned. And there's several of the founding fathers in the United States that you can select statements from about the Constitution and the separation of church and state. But here's one from Benjamin Franklin. When religion is good, I can see that it will support itself. And when it cannot support itself, and God does not take care to support it so that its professors are obliged to call for the help of the civil power, it is a sign, I apprehend, of its being a bad one. And so what I'm saying is, you can go back into the people that put together the Constitution of the United States, and this concept of separation of church and state is something that they wrote and spoke about a great deal. It was purposely put into the Constitution of the United States. There's many, many parts of the Constitution that directly support that principle of separation of church and state. There's many attacks that can come at the Constitution to tear down that wall. And I want to share one angle with you here that we're going to dwell upon for a while, and it's this. There was a couple Jesuit authors that wrote a book called Unity of the Churches. And this book was a summation of the Vatican II documents. And in that book, they give a blueprint for overturning the Constitution of the United States. That's one of the things that's in this book. And they identify a few legal points of attack that would be good ones to take if you were going to try to impact the separation of powers that are in the Constitution. One of them was prayer in school. One of them was abortion. Another one was parochial school funding. They believed that on those issues, that if they could push the Catholic agenda hard enough, that in the Congress of the United States, ultimately the Congress would make some laws in favor of their point of view on these subjects. And what I want to share with you tonight is just one of these subjects, parochial school funding. What parochial school funding is when secular power in this definition is money. The money of the government is secular power. Power can also be understood as finances. When secular power, the money of the government of the United States, is used to support a religious school, that's called parochial school funding. And when the 13 colonies came together to write the Constitution, it was a common practice in those 13 colonies for those colonies to